Deconstructing the Colosseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. I was driving down the street the other day and I saw a billboard advertising one of the local civil government school system districts. This school system takes your tax dollars and buys time on a billboard promoting the civil government school system. Now think about how improper that is. The money was obtained via force, via property taxes, which are of themselves unbiblical. Just because the civil government levies a tax does not mean that tax is proper. Romans 13 qualifies the tax if you owe taxes. Romans 13 is not saying just because the civil government humans levy a tax on you, then pay it. Romans 13, 3 qualifies everything the civil government does and that it's supposed to be good, meaning it's supposed to be in conformity with Scripture in its entirety. It's not enough that the civil government school system automatically has your child's heart and mind for 12 years. You have to opt your child out affirmatively for your child not to be involved with the civil government school system. They have to then take your money and advertise against you, even if you have opted your child out of this humanistic system. You see how ridiculously improper that is? You've opted your child out of this humanistic civil government system, and you homeschool your child, or your child goes to a private school, whatever the case may be. And so now you're, in essence, paying twice, because you're paying your taxes for this civil government school system, and you're paying extra for your child to be educated privately. Now, your tax dollars are being used in advertising on this billboard, but they're advertising the civil government school system. They're competing with the education that your child receives privately. They're competing with that organization that competes with the civil government school systems. Now they want to use tax dollars to go and get your child back from you. Your tax dollars. Kevin R. Novak, deconstructingthecolosseum.com.